again, in that moment, I was not connected to my body. I wasn't floating above my body. My consciousness was still right around my eyesight and where I was, but I wasn't feeling my body. In that moment, I wasn't Justin. I wasn't a body. In that moment, I was pure light, pure being, existing in this present moment. That was it. I was just here and now as a pure, infinite being.
I believe that love is all around us. Love is everything and everywhere. I am love. You are love. We are all love. In our divinity, in our soul, in the truest and simplest form of our being, we are pure, unconditional love. Love is the answer to everything. Every week in this podcast, we're talking to incredible and beautiful people who will be sharing their insights and perspectives to help you find more peace, to help you come from a place of love more often, to help encourage you to be kinder to yourself and others, to help you create more happiness in your life, to help you feel more oneness with others, and to help you connect to your higher self. My name is Justin Court. Together, we will help shift the collective consciousness of the planet to be more loving, kind, peaceful, happy, empathetic, understanding, and accepting. This can only be achieved together. It starts with each and every one of us. We are one, and it's time we start acting that way. I am so, so grateful that you're here. I love you, I support you, and I'm here for you. Let's together create more love in this world. Let's do this.
Hey, everybody. Thank you so much for being here for this episode of the podcast. Today, I am actually sharing an experience of divine presence. It was one of the most amazing, profound experiences of my entire life. It happened when I was on a retreat at the end of January. So much love and gratitude to Mikey Sheridan at Ace High Retreats. Check them out on Instagram, which is at Ace High Retreats. They are phenomenal. Love Mikey so much. Thank you, Mikey, and everybody for literally one of the best experiences of my entire life. And then so the retreat was in the jungles of Mexico. And so we were there for 5 nights. And one of the nights that we were there, we were really lucky enough to take part in a temescal. And then so I'm reading this from offline, but a temescal is a ceremony steeped in Mexican heritage. It involves participants sitting in a traditional sweat lodge for health and therapeutic benefits. Ceremonies usually last for 2 or more hours and are typically led by a sort of spiritual leader called a shaman. So that gives you a really good idea about the ceremony. So before we went in, I had the intention just to be present, to be really present during the experience, really enjoy it, and to just be in it. And every moment and day leading up to the temescal, I've never felt more grateful and present in my entire life. It was so beautiful. It really felt amazing to be in that state. And then so again, when I went into the temescal, I just wanted to be present. So get in there, sit down, and wasn't present at all. My mind just kept taking me places. You know, I would try to be in the moment and it would take me somewhere else. And I would try to come back to the moment, it would take me somewhere else. I had a buddy of mine sitting next to me. And then just so to let you guys know too, when you go into the area that is the sweat lodge, we were pushed up against each other. Like we were sitting down, but you couldn't be closer to the person to the left and the right of you. And there were people below me. There was people right above me. So it was really, really tight in there. And so one of my buddies on the top right, as we're in there, he's sweating. And in moments, his sweat is dripping on me. So even in moments where I'm able to be present, I would be present in that moment, and then I'd feel the drip of his sweat on me, and it would rip me out of the present moment. I would come back into the present moment. I would be there. I'd feel like I'd had it for like a few seconds, and then drip, I would get ripped again out of the present moment. And then some other thoughts too. You know, it was really hot in there. Again, it was really, really tight. So I had moments where it was even like a little hard to breathe, where like I would have like these flickering panic moments, right? So I made sure that I found the quickest route out in case I needed to get out. So, you know, these are some of the thoughts that were just kind of coming in and out and filling my brain. And I really wasn't present at all, or for not much of it at all while I was in there. And then so I was getting really frustrated, and I was like really down on myself. I was just getting kind of pissed, honestly. I'm like, I've been present the whole time I'm here. I just want to be present here. Why can't I be present? Like, what is wrong with me right now? Like, just be present. And it was just like a, you know, a difficult experience. You know, I went in there hoping to have this kind of like mystical experience, and it just was the complete opposite of that. So just, again, really frustrated, getting aggravated at that situation and like not wanting to be there, right? I wanted to be present. I didn't want to be where I was, right? I was not enjoying my experience in there. And then so we walk out to leave, and there is this big, there's this fire. And then so everybody is circled around the fire. And then so I jump in the circle too. And when I get out there, I'm like, okay, be present, right? Who cares that I quote unquote failed for that 2 hours that we were in there? That doesn't matter. Who cares, right? I can still try again. I can give my best energy and effort right now to be present. So I'm like, all right, just let's do this. Let's be present. So I got down on my knees. I stuck my hand into the dirt and the ground, and I stuck my other hand up towards the fire so I could feel the warmth of the fire. And then so I have my eyes closed, and I'm just working on being present. And if my mind gets taken away again, I'm just gently bringing it back towards the present moment. And then I start to be really, really, really present. And then I start to say the mantra, I am present, I am present, I am present. And then it changed to I am present, I am present. And then I started to do that, and I kept doing that. And then all of a sudden, I said, I am divine presence. I am divine presence. I am divine presence. And I kept repeating that mantra, and I felt so present. Everything that I had wanted in the Temescal, I was felt like I was, you know, achieving and experiencing now. And I just felt so, so present in that moment. And then so I was like, okay, cool. I'm going to open my eyes, and then I'm going to walk back. I know that dinner is ready. People are already starting to eat. So I'm going to go back and eat dinner. I open my eyes, and instantly I didn't want to leave. I instantly felt like the connection or draw to like to not leave. I was like, all right, I want to experience this presence that I just experienced, but with my eyes open right here and now. And then so I'm sitting there, and then I start to stare into the fire, and I'm staring deep into this fire as I am saying, I am divine presence. I am divine presence, repeating the mantra and just staring. And then all of a sudden, I felt myself not in my body anymore, because as I was staring into the fire, I all of a sudden realized I hadn't blinked in a very long time. I just like didn't blink at all. I was just eyes wide open staring for minutes. And then I also had a quick realization of like, I'm not breathing right now. And I really noticed myself, and I was like, when's the last time I took a breath? And as I had the awareness of that, my body just reacted, and it started to go to like pull in some air. But again, in that moment, I was not connected to my body. I was having an out-of-body experience. I wasn't floating above my body. My consciousness was still right around my eyesight and where I was, but I wasn't feeling my body. In that moment, I wasn't Justin. I wasn't a body. In that moment, I was pure light, pure being existing in this present moment. That was it. I was just here and now as a pure infinite being, not connected to my body. And it was wild. I truly was divine presence. In that moment, I was divine presence. Now, this moment, time is a tricky thing. it could have lasted 30 seconds or a minute and a half. It's really hard to understand that, honestly. And so I had this profound experience, not connected to my body, being divine presence, and just being there now as nothing but an orb, as nothing but light and energy. And then I slowly, slowly started to come back into my physical body. This was a really slow process. It took like 20 minutes or more probably until I felt like I was fully back in. So as I'm there and I was kneeled over, I didn't really have the best function of my body. So I just kind of slouched my way down and got my like head on the ground and my chest on the ground and just laid there for 5-10 minutes. And then after that period of time, it's like, okay, I think I'm, you know, have enough feeling in my body now. I think I'm able to start to move. And I got up real slow, took my time. I had friends who were there and waited for me. And then I finally stood up. They started to help me walk. But as I would walk, I would have to stop in moments because like, this doesn't feel right. Like I don't feel safe to kind of be walking right now because I don't still feel fully in my body. During this time too, I couldn't speak. I wasn't afraid that I couldn't speak. I didn't feel any fear or anything. I just knew in that moment I couldn't. I knew eventually I would. But then I couldn't. And they were talking to me and things like that. And I just couldn't say a word back because, again, I still wasn't fully in my body yet. Then we're walking. And then I would take these, you know, moments and I have to stop and just kind of sit. And I rested on them. And in those moments, I would look up into the night sky. And it was incredible. And in those moments too, I felt again the divine presence. I felt like nothing else existed besides me in this moment and the stars. Everything else went away. And then they keep helping me get back. And so eventually I'm able to walk on my own. I have like full functioning body again and I can feel everything. And then so I started walking on my own. I went over to get food. I had no desire whatsoever to eat any food. And then so I went back to my room, took a shower, and then went back out. So I want to share this experience with everybody because you too can have this sort of experience. You don't have to. It's not necessary. But know that you can. And every moment that you think that you can't, you can't. And in every moment that you think that you can, you get closer and closer to experiencing something like that. So like, I'm not anything special. I'm not extraordinary. It's nothing like that. Anybody can have this sort of profound, incredible experience. And there's some lessons here, some beautiful life lessons. First off, it taught me to not take things for granted. I was feeling, like I mentioned before, extremely present and grateful. That whole experience, I went to the Temescal, and just like that, in an instant, I lost it all. From insanely present to the next moment, not being present at all, not being able to bring my awareness back to the present moment, just going all over the place. So just like that. And then so just knowing to be grateful for things that we have in every moment and not take them for granted. I was taking it for granted on that trip that I was present. I'm like, oh, cool, this is just me now. And I took it for granted. Right? So just to not take things for granted, to be grateful and to be present with those things and know in a moment it can change because everything is changing at all times. So in a moment that can also change. Another big part is to really understand, take this in and to operate every day in this way that the not great experiences, the things that we don't want can actually lead us to exactly what we do want or exactly what we do need or this beautiful experience, or it can lead us to this highest version of ourselves, right? Because when I was in the Temescal, I did not want to be there. I was frustrated. I was getting aggravated at the situation. I thought it sucked. I didn't want it. I wanted to be present and I wasn't present. But I needed that experience so that I could have the experience of being divinely present. Because it's only when I left the Temescal that I was so determined to be present because I hadn't been present for those 2 hours. So all I wanted to do was be present when I got out there. So I had to have that experience of what I didn't want to let me know truly what I do want so I could start moving in that direction. That's anonymous in life. When we're in a moment, an experience of a thought of what we don't want, there's never a clear picture of what we do want. Right? Because we're experiencing that we don't, never more do we know in that moment than actually what we do want. And that's a beautiful gift. It gives us the ability of that awareness and then to say, okay, I want to start moving in this direction. And that's what happened to me during this experience. I was in the Temescal, not present at all, got out and said, okay, I'm doing this. I'm being present. I'm being present. I'm being present. And that brought me to the divine presence. So again, without that experience that at the time I did not want, I needed that in order to give me this profound, beautiful experience that I really did want. So just always to keep that in mind. And that doesn't mean the moments, it doesn't take away from like the suckiness of the moments. It can, but it doesn't necessarily need to. Sometimes we need that, right? We do. We need that negative, that down, really, truly in order to bring us to the good and the beauty. So just being grateful for those experiences too. While we're in them, it's totally fine and okay, of course, to feel down and to feel bad, right? Those are just experiences. Those are feelings that we have. That's okay. We can also look at it as a gift that can get us somewhere we could have never gotten before without it. Thank you so much for being here and just hanging out while I expressed this experience that I had. I hope that this helped in any way, shape, or form. Even if you took the littlest thing in these reminders of to not take things for granted and to also really understand and act in this way, that the not so great experiences can actually hold space for the next best experience to come in. I love you all so much. I cannot wait to see you next week. Hey, if you enjoyed this episode of the podcast, please like, follow, share, subscribe, whatever you can do to help share this with the world. We put a lot of energy, effort, and time into creating this beautiful podcast with these incredible guests to help bring more awareness to the love that exists all around us. So if you can help spread some love, we'd really appreciate it. Love you.